Stick It with Mr. Biggs is made possible by listeners like you. To support the show, go to askmrbiggs.com/support.
Stick It.
If you need something unstuck, well, this guy here can stuck it.
Yeah, if no. You... Oh, wait, yeah.
Yeah. If you need something stuck,
yeah,
this guy can unstuck it.
If you want it stuck.
If you have something that needs unstuck, wait, if you...
Roger, it's just like the lyrics. If you've got something that needs to be stuck.
If you've got something that needs to be stuck, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Then this guy can stuck it. All right, fantastic.
Yeah.
And this is the podcast for you. It's Stick It.
Stick It.
With Mr. Biggs.
That's me.
All
right. It's a podcast about glues and adhesives, and you found it. Congratulations. You've either successfully subscribed, or you've stumbled upon it by accident, or maybe even a friend or family member has insisted that you listen because it is so good, and you've taken them at their word.
Can you hear me? Are you hearing me okay? Is this?
Yeah, I hear you just fine. What's the issue?
I don't, because normally...
Roger, the podcast has started. Just go.
Okay, well, we're going to have to clear something up really quick. Did you do something to the headphones? Because I can't see.
Well, after you left for the last podcast, I coiled them up in a very careful manner, and I set them over in the headphone cubby, if that's what you mean.
I can't hear anything in the headphones right now. Is the jack different? Is the little sticky plug thing different?
No.
Is the...
No, nothing's different, Roger. Just go. Roger, you don't need headphones. I'm the one that's driving the bus. If I can hear you, then the podcast listeners can hear you. You see?
All right, let's do this then.
Tell people where to send the email to.
The emails, they can go to BiggsCast. I couldn't hear I got thrown because I couldn't hear myself, and so it kind of threw me a little bit.
I can hear you just fine. I don't understand why you can't hear yourself.
Well, there's an issue with the headphones that... is I can't hear myself in the headphones, so I got a little distracted there.
Just back up from the mic. Don't yell. It's a podcast, and if people have trouble hearing you, they can adjust the volume themselves. Every podcast player has a volume control, I've found. Most of them. Most of your quality ones do, anyway.
All right. No,
don't yell. Just back up from the mic a little bit.
Right, yeah. I've moved away from the mic a little bit. How's this?
Do a level test for me. Check your levels. Do a check 1, 2.
Check 1, 2.
No, that is not going to work.
What do I say then?
Roger,
1, 2, 3,
Roger,
4.
Roger, just back up from the mic a little bit and stop yelling, for goodness sakes.
All right, here we go. Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Roger. Hey, Roger.
Yeah. Is that good?
Now that, ladies and gentlemen, is a good podcasting level.
You like
now
that?
Now everybody can hear Roger, and he's not so loud where the things that he says is grating and annoying.
Hello? Hello, 1, 2, can you hear me?
Give the email address if people have questions about glues or adhesives.
All right. Hang on.
No. Lower your voice.
The email address is biggscast@gmail.com.
Roger, back up from the mic a little bit more. Just a little smidge. A little bit. We've almost found the sweet spot.
Well, I'm running out of room, so
yeah.
A little bit more, and that's about as far as I can go, right here.
Why don't you back your chair all the way up against the wall, away from the microphone, and just keep the microphone pointed in your general direction, and then we should be good. Yeah, that's it.
Is this good right here?
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That sounds perfect. It's Stick It.
Stick It.
Podcast about glues and adhesives. And if you got a question, you can send them to me at biggscast@gmail.com. Yeah.
And you can also head on over to our website,
yeah,
which is AskMrBiggs.com. You can hook up with us via Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, we still have those. And I'm finding myself more and more lately, I've been stressed out by the whole social media thing because there are so many people talking about nonsense on all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, occasionally, I will accidentally post something I do not intend, and people will begin questioning me about it. And I don't find out for hours afterwards, that private information was made public, probably by Russian hackers. Roger.
Could this have been...
Be careful what you post on internet, because those Russian hackers are out to get you.
Could this have been a recent post about you needing legal help? Was that something?
I'd like you to take your pen and or pencil. You can use the pen or the pencil. And on your notes, right up at the top of the page, I want you to write glues and adhesives. All right?
Glues
and write it out. Adhesives.
It's a symbol that means and.
Well, yeah, that's not what I said. I didn't say symbol. I said and.
Well, it means the same thing.
From now on, from this point forward, when you are talking on podcast, I want you to stop and I want you to look at that and ask yourself, does what I'm about to say have anything to do with glues or adhesives? And if the answer is no, I want you to pocket that. I want you to shelve it. I want you to put it in your... put it in your keepsake box for later. And if it does have something to do with glues or adhesives, then it's A-okay. We can talk about it on Stick It.
Stick It.
So you're referring to me. If this is something that I'm talking about and I need to just look at that little sign there and just sort of refer to it. And
it's written right there on the top of the paper.
Is this something we've been having a problem with? I don't...
Sometimes you go off on tangents and you talk about things at length that they don't have any relations to glues or adhesives. And I want to try to nip that. I want to try to trim that down a little bit because my fear is that when people tune into the show and they drop the needle mid-podcast, as people tend to do, I think, I'm afraid that they're going to land on a part where you are talking about some nonsense.
Hmm.
Let's not have that happen on today's show. All right?
All right. Well, I'll try to keep that in check. And pretty much what I'll do is I'll just sort of put my hands on the wheel and just sort of steer our way through this. And how about this? How about I tell everybody, including you, that it's time for breaking news.
That's a good idea, Roger.
Wait, you're supposed to say it's breaking news.
Yeah, but this time I like the way you said it. So I'm going to allow it. I'm going to allow it that time.
All right. So we're going to move ahead with breaking news.
I would like to ask that next time you put a little bit more English on it. Just kind of push it a little bit.
A little extra rock and roll.
Yeah, because when you just say, here's breaking news, it's not as exciting as when you really belt it out there for all the world to hear. You see what I did right there?
Yeah.
I belted it out.
Do you want me to redo it right now or save it?
No. I think we should push forward. Let's push forward with the breaking news. It's a portion of our podcast,
right,
where we take a news story from the news.
Yeah,
and we're in the story. Something's got busted, and I tell you what you got to do in order to fix it using glues and adhesives. Today's story comes to us from Dateline Elmhurst, Illinois.
Now, were you going to do a breaking news and, you know, in your big, loud voice, it's time for breaking news? Were you going to do that, or are you just going to use what I gave it, what I said?
Wow. Is that what I sound like when I do the breaking news?
Well, I mean, you give it more... I can't really impersonate how you sound, but you definitely give it a lot more punch than I do. So what I'm wondering is, are you going to do it for this, or are you just going to use...
Roger, let me see that pencil for a moment. Just let me have the pencil.
All right.
Let me have it. All right, you see this pencil right here? Do you see it?
Yeah. Yeah, I see it good.
If you mock me on the podcast one more time, I will put this pencil up your nose. Do you understand me? I will not be mocked, Roger. Do not mock me. I'm a proud man.
What?
I deserve respect.
I don't see it that way. I don't see it as mocking. I see it as, hey, are you going to do breaking news the way you do breaking news? And I was trying to, respectfully,
Yeah, you're doing your impersonation of me. You're doing your little, your funny satire.
No.
And I did not care for that. That was insulting.
No, I tried to, give it the pop and the gusto that you would. But it's just not something I'm really capable of, so it didn't really come out that well.
You're not very capable of it. That's true. That's the way you sound. I'm not very capable of it. How do you like it now, Roger? Do you like it when somebody pretends to be you? Hey, I try to do it like you, but I'm not very capable of it. Doesn't feel good.
Is that,
hurts.
Is that what you were doing right there?
Yeah, I was pretending to be you, and I was mocking what you said.
Oh, okay. So you were turning the tables, and you were making... Okay, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, the tables have turned, haven't they, Roger?
Yeah.
The tables have turned.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now we'll just go right into breaking news.
Yep.
We'll just do it.
Let her go. Let her rip. Let her go.
Well, I'm trying to. Dateline, Elmhurst, Illinois. A chrome hood ornament was broken off and left on the hood of a vehicle in a parking lot on the 100 block of North Robert Palmer Drive between noon and 1 p.m., May 27. The owner had parked blocking two spaces, and a note on a napkin was left with the message, "Learn how to park."
I think we've all been there.
Robert Palmer Drive, I've never been there before.
I bet that location is simply irresistible.
What? I don't follow.
Robert Palmer Drive, simply irresistible.
Huh?
So what you're saying is somebody was upset.
Yeah, some guy parked like a real jerk and they took up two spaces. And then some other guy came by. Or lady. It might be a lady. Could have been a lady.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably a lady because ladies don't park very good.
No.
And I think that we should be mindful in this age not to assume gender roles and not to assume that, it must be a guy who parked that way. It might have been a lady. Well, maybe it was a transgender teen.
Maybe.
You never know. My point is, Roger, you do not know when it doesn't say it in the story.
You can't assume what gender or color or background the person is or was in any situation anywhere.
The best thing you can do is to infer the gender based on stereotypes that you are familiar with.
Yeah.
And in my experience...
Kind of what you did right there.
So let's assume that the parker was a lady, and the guy doing it was probably a dude as well,
The vandal was a dude.
The vandal was probably a dude, because stereotypically, you don't see a lot of ladies going around and messing with parked cars. You don't see a lot of that.
Mm. No, they have better things to do. So you're the chrome hood ornament, and just so everybody's clear about that, that it would be at the tip of the hood. There's some sort of badge or kind of some sort of statuesque kind of figure sitting on top of the very tip of the hood.
Yeah, most modern cars do not utilize hood ornaments the way that they used to. Back in the 70s and 80s, it began to slowly fall out of favor, and you hardly ever see them anymore. So this car was probably a classic car. A proud standing statuesque hood ornament. And they ripped it off and then left it on the hood with a napkin that said, "Learn how to park." Now, I would like to say this before we get into repairing the hood ornament. That if you're going to leave a note on a car that's parked in two spaces that says learn how to park, do not put it on a napkin and then set the napkin on the hood and put the hood ornament on the napkin. Don't do that. Take the hood ornament and scratch into the hood with the broken piece. Learn how to park. That'll really send the message home. And I guarantee you, she's going to think twice about double parking again. I have no doubt. But that's not why we're here. We're here to try to fix the hood ornament. So listen up, Lady Parker. Here's how you're going to stick it.
Stick it.
Back on your car. You know, hood ornaments and car emblems in general, Roger, they're made out of pop metal.
Pot metal?
Yeah, real cheap crap metal from China. Cheap, low melting temperature zinc alloy.
I see.
That breaks very easily. It's crystalline, and it doesn't take much force to rip a hood ornament right off of a car. Which is why it's so tempting when somebody talks like a jerk to just tear it off of there and say, there it is. Serves you right. What we're going to do is we're going to take the broken piece of the hood ornament off of the hood and the hood ornament that was removed. And I want you to set them on a cookie sheet.
Oh.
Generally place them back together with the break just barely touching. You put that in a toaster oven at 400 degrees for about a half hour. We're going to preheat the hood ornament because we're going to try to solder this back together.
You're gonna kind of make some hood ornament cookies, sort of.
No, we're gonna solder the hood ornament back together.
Right.
When you're done, you can make cookies, and then, that's a good point, Roger. Because ladies are always cooking stuff. Stereotypes are fun, and they're often true.
Maybe sort of a way to celebrate that you fixed that ornament.
But we haven't fixed the ornament yet, Roger. We haven't fixed it yet.
No.
We're still in the preheating stage. Don't get ahead of yourself.
True.
Take notes. Write it down. I'm going to tell you how to stick it.
Stick it.
I'm going to get to it.
Okay, so the hood ornament that's broken has been put in the toaster oven and it's being heated.
Put on some oven mitts. And pull it on out, set it on a heat-safe surface, and I want you to flow in some low-temp solder in the joint between the two pieces.
Sure.
You don't want to use regular solder. You're going to want to use something that's got a very low melting point, because even though the oven was 400, when it comes out of the oven, it's immediately going to start cooling.
You're just going to have to get you're going to have to get going right away. You can't sit around and wait for that thing. Sit out. You gotta start going.
I recommend using, there's a company called Solder It Incorporated that makes a product called Solder It Aluminum and Pop Metal Repair. And they have a little syringe that has solder in a paste form that is compatible with most crappy zinc pop metal emblems.
Interesting.
So go ahead and squirt a little tiny bit of that in there, and then use a pen torch, a propane torch, a brazing torch, any torch you got, and heat it up until it starts to flow.
What I'm wondering about is there another way to fix this break with anything other than a brazing torch?
Do you not have a brazing torch, Roger?
Hmm.
You can use your propane torch. You could use that.
I'm going to have to say that I don't have any kind of torch.
Really?
Is there any other than if you're into, you know, torching or welding or melting or whatnot, is there any reason to...
Roger, do me a favor. Write this down on your notes there. Right. Get Roger a torch. Write that down there and circle it because I want to make sure that I remember... To get you a torch. I had no idea you were torchless, Roger. Why didn't you tell me before?
I guess no situation came up where I thought I needed a torch. So
yeah,
I guess that's my mistake. I guess I've learned a lesson, and we'll go out shopping for torches one day.
If you don't have a torch and you want to put the hood ornament back on the car, you could use JB Weld. You could use that instead. Don't preheat it this time. Just put it on a flat surface. And instead of squirting in the solder paste, just put some JB Weld two-part adhesive epoxy in there.
Okay.
The problem with that is that when JB Weld fully cures, it's going to be black or dark gray at best. And that is not going to blend well with the chrome hood ornament. It's going to be a very obvious repair. So you can maybe color over the JB Weld with a silver Sharpie. You know, that's kind of like chrome. It's chrome. That's chrome-ish, right? That's kind of like chrome.
I guess if you kind of, you know, in low lighting situations, if you squint your eyes, you may mistake it for a chrome type.
A properly
surface.
Repaired hood ornament. Yeah. It looks just like it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Good point.
All right. Well, that's terrific. We've,
it's just been breaking news.
Breaking news.
You see, Roger, that's how you do it. You gotta really say it.
Like you did this right there.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, that's how I was trying to do it earlier, but I couldn't quite pull it off.
Yeah.
So it kind of came out a poor...
Making fun of me.
Poor resemblance. Poor resemblance of what...
Sure.
But anyway, in the event that somebody is trying to fix that broken ornament, you have instructed them as to how to do it.
I sure did, and I think I did a very good job on Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
Stick it.
Stick it. Stick it with Mr. Biggs. Stick it. Stick it. Are you sure that I'm close enough to the microphone? Because I'm...
Yeah.
I'm really a long ways away. I'm further away from the microphone than I think I've ever been.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good. It sounds just about right. I've been meaning to tell you, Roger, you have been riding the microphone a little too heavily.
Okay.
So I think it sounds just right. We found the sweet spot, the sonic sweet spot for the podcast. It sounds good.
Okay.
Keep it going. Keep it moving.
That's fine. I just want to, you know, just step aside for a second and make sure that everything's running okay.
We're fine. Roger, keep it moving. We've already covered all of this already, haven't we? Can we just move on, please?
So I guess the next step in the program is the email. If you have any questions for us regarding glues and adhesives or anything else that sticks, send it along to bigscast@gmail.com. And we'll get to that as soon as we can. We've got one right here. Did you want to take a look at one right now, Mr. Biggs?
Sure, that's a great idea. I'm a big fan of that idea.
All right, here it comes. Mr. Biggs and Roger, I have a Zoomer Kitty, interactive robot cat. It was given to me by my pawpaw, who has since passed away.
Robot cats are a thing? That's a real thing?
Well, apparently so. I mean, I don't know why. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, would an emailer make up something like that? I don't know.
I have never heard of a robot cat before.
Zoomer Kitty is what they call them. My brother thought it would be funny to glue a tiny sombrero to its head. One ear is completely covered by the sombrero, and the other ear sticks out. The exposed ear seems to have some rubbery hot glue on it. So I think he used that glue to stick the hat on. My brother calls him Dum Dum Hombre Gato Mr. Roboto, but his real name is Checkers.
The brother's name is Checkers?
The real name for the robot cat is Checkers, not Dum Dum Hombre Gato Mr. Roboto. Ore Gato Mr. Roboto.
What are you doing? What is that?
That's that song that you used to hear on the radio. Omo Ore Gato Mr. Roboto. Omo...
Yeah, that's good.
Roger,
you should come on out for karaoke night and sing that. Dum dum hombre gato, Mr. Roboto.
Yeah, I know
the one you're talking about.
You could do that one.
Yeah.
If you do get out there, you've got to do Delta Dawn again. That one brings down the house.
This email is so confusing.
It is.
Yeah.
We'll move on. Please, I don't want to replace it. Is there any way to remove the glue to get the hat off without damaging the robot cat?
That's a question right there.
Yes.
She had a question.
Melissa M., Fall City, Oregon.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why did her brother glue a sombrero on her robot cat? Why did he do that?
It says here the brother thought it would be funny.
Ah, that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
That is a solid quality prank.
Yeah. Brothers, little brothers being brothers, they will do things like this.
Well, okay, let's figure out how to get the sombrero off the robot cat.
Yeah, and get the glue off as well.
Now, she said, she said something about hot glue.
The exposed ear seems to have some rubbery hot glue on it.
Because if it's rubbery, like she says, that means it's pliable and it's a little bit sticky. Even after it's cooled. What we need to do is we need to firm that hot glue up just a little bit before we try prying it off.
I see.
So in preparation for that, I want you to take your robot cat and, you probably should take the batteries out of it because we don't want it waking up mid-procedure and start buzzing and beeping and blurping. And then grab some rubbing alcohol, and I want you to use a Q-tip and get it wet with alcohol and put it all along the exposed edges of all glue that you can see underneath the sombrero. And hopefully the capillary action between the two surfaces, hopefully, will pull underneath and start to loosen up the bond a little bit. But it's sticky and rubbery, so let's firm that up. Get a can of compressed air, you know, from used to clean off your computer keyboards,
yeah.
The spray air stuff. And I want you to turn that upside down, invert the can. And it squirts out this very cold liquid because as it expands, a thermic transference takes place and it gets very cold very fast. Have you ever used a can of compressed air before, Roger?
I have. They're nice. It's always nice to have one or two of those around the house.
You know, when you use it, the can itself starts to get cold after a while.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same process, except you're actually spraying out the propellant out underneath. And it gets very cold, and spray that on all the exposed pieces of hot glue on top of your robot cat. And then have your spudger ready. Have that spudger at the ready. Because as soon as the hot glue starts to firm up, start jamming that spudger underneath.
The spudger, once again, the spudger being some sort of a plastic sort of almost like a screwdriver type tool that has a flattened end. To help you scrape things.
Yeah, but don't use a screwdriver. Use a spudger.
Right. It's a spudger.
Think of it as a plastic pry bar, like a pry tool made out of plastic.
There we go.
It's not going to mar the surface of your robot head. Hopefully your little brother didn't prepare the surface properly, because if he did and he scuffed it up in preparation for the hot glue, then the robot cat's already all marked up and scratched, and there's not much we can do about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, one thing that I've always found is that guys who are doing pranks and yuck-em-ups, they don't usually do surface preparation. They're more concerned about the end result, in this case, gluing a sombrero on a robot cat.
The one thing I want to mention, though, or ask you about is the compressed air can. Now, you said to invert it.
Yeah, turn it upside down.
Is this something that could cause a lot of damage if they roamed around a house with the inverted compressed air can spraying plants or whatever? Because it sounds like in the hands of a mischievous 9-year-old, they could really walk around and do some frightening things that a parent wouldn't want them to do. So I'm just wondering if, you know, maybe we should make the listeners aware of that they don't really, they don't really want to share this particular trick with their kids.
You're right. Your brother has shown a tendency towards damaging pranks, so do not do this repair in front of your brother, because he will get ideas. And you should probably wear eye protection and maybe have a parent with you watching. Is that what you wanted me to say?
Well, I mean, not just in this...
Does that absolve us of any responsibility?
Not just in this particular case, but just in a general sense, you know... Children should not get in the habit of spraying...
Children should always have eye protection on. Have eye protection on at all times and always, always, and I can't stress this enough because Roger made me, always have a parent with you, no matter what you do. And you're going to be safe. Right?
The email address is bigscast@gmail.com, and also don't forget to visit our website, askmrbigs.com.
Yeah.
And from there, you can join up with us on Twitter and Facebook. AskMrBiggs.com.
Stick it.
Stick It with Mr. Biggs is made possible by all you people who support us on Patreon. Want to give special thanks to Roy Gerbils, Moistest Cow Lady, Michael, Ricky Mabley's, and Lordnar, Jocelyn Lordnar. If you want to support the show, go on over to askmrbiggs.com/support.
Stick it.
All right, Roger.
You did a good job.
Thanks for joining me today for the podcast.
It's like I said. It's.
I appreciate you coming in. And
now I didn't bring any more Dr. Pepper with me. I'm going to bring some next month, though. Is that all right? I mean...
Still recording, Roger. We're still recording. That is after podcast discussion.
All right. So...
Stick it.
And we'll talk about that after we're done. So wait until the microphone is off. All right?
All right. Sounds good. So until next time...
You're bad at podcasting. Bad at it.
In about a month's time, we'll talk to everybody again about tapes, glues, adhesives, and anything that sticks on Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
Stick It.
This is for you. She's 41 and the daddy still calls her baby. All the folks around Brownsville say she's crazy. Cause she walks around the town with a suitcase in her hand. Looking for a mysterious dark-haired man. In her younger days they called her Delta Dawn. Prettiest woman you ever laid eyes on. Then a man of low degree stood by her side and promised her he'd take her for his bride. Delta Dog, what's that flower you have? What could be your favorite rose for the days gone by? And then I hear you say, take you to a witch's bench for karaoke.
chilling in the sky.
All right, come on up and pick your song. It's only $5 a piece. All right. Hey, clean that up.